Today, on Commitment to Truth.
Anybody can hang Christian paraphernalia on a cubicle on their refrigerator and Bible study verses on your vanity mirror, but not everybody's willing to live it. When in doubt, once I was blind, but now I see. You don't have to know everything theologically proper about Christ. One thing you do know and I know is this: He changed my life. He allowed this blind man to see and this deaf man to hear. And nobody can ever refute that.
Welcome to Commitment to Truth, the teaching ministry of Commitment Church, a place for all nations. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Each week, Pastor Cedric Brown and the pastoral team at Commitment Church strive to draw you into a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, we begin a series titled, Not Yet. It is easy to become distracted and discouraged by the signs of the end. However, this sermon series will teach us how to fulfill our responsibility through the gospel that will help in the realization of Christ's glorious return. Here is Pastor Cedric, lead pastor of Commitment Church, with today's message.
So we are finishing our sermon series we've entitled Not Yet, Not Yet. And we realize that Christ will return, right? We've been learning. And we also have realized that there will be many signs, many purging and purifying of the church. And also there will be much wickedness to try to derail us from following Christ with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But yet we cannot be a people who overreact to the times, okay? But we must become men and women who are stand on mission with Christ and not deviating from what He has called and created us to do and to be, especially today. And as we've been learning, we're only receiving the birthing pains of it all, right? I mean, this is but the tip of the iceberg, if you would, as it relates to what we will be seeing with the many signs and wonders before Christ's return, and even the wickedness that is lurking upon this earth. It is only but the tip of it all. So again, our challenge is that we must be men and women who are staying on course, not losing heart, but again, stand on mission with Christ. So that being said, can you open your Bibles again for the final time, at least with our time together, Matthew chapter 24. We're going to read it again, verses 1 through 14. And as you turn in there, someone was reported to have said that the gospel tells rebellious men that God is reconciled, that justice is satisfied, that sin has been atoned for, that the judgment of the guilty may be revoked, the condemnation of the sinner canceled, the curse of the law blotted out, the gates of hell closed, the portals of heaven open wide, the power of sin subdued, the guilty conscience healed, the brokenhearted comforted, the sorrow and misery of the fall undone. So this is the gospel in which we must continue in and never lose heart in proclaiming and never lose heart in living. So Matthew 24, again, just as our foundational passage, reminds us of this. It says, Jesus left the temple area and was going on his way when his disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him. But he responded and said to them, do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down. You know, it's interesting. I didn't notice this, but I just want to bring this out. It's interesting that the disciples were so considerate with the temple building for whatever reason. And that's kind of apropos, right? You know, the impressiveness of the building, right? Rather than the person, the people, and ultimately what God wants us to do and to be. So then he says to them, do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, again, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down. And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, see to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will mislead many people. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not alarmed. For those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains. Wow. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. And at that time, many will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will rise up and mislead many people. And because lawlessness is increased, and most people's love will become cold. But the one who endures to the end is the one who will be saved. This gospel, it says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. So what is this gospel of Jesus Christ? What is this gospel? What is this good news of Jesus Christ coming to all nations? Well, I want to drill down in and give you just three answers to this question. The first, or all three, are actually found in verse number 14. The first point in it is this: the gospel shall be preached in the whole world. So again, it says this gospel, this great and powerful message of Jesus Christ coming to die, be buried, and rise again for all nations, tribes, and tongues, there is this requirement and mandate that it's going to be preached everywhere. And please underscore this, those of us who live in the United States of America. The United States of America don't have a lock on Jesus. Just saying. Matter of fact, the gospel of Jesus Christ is spreading more rapidly in other countries rather than the United States of America. So the challenge we face is that we have this responsibility. If we want Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus, if we want Jesus to come quickly, there is this responsibility of the gospel being carried out into all nations, tribes, and tongues. So this word preach means this. It means to proclaim. Listen to what it also means, to publish openly the gospel and matters pertaining to this. And can I park here for a minute just to kind of talk about social media? Because social media is now a publishing tool. And it's a publishing tool that is not meant to publish vanity. It's not meant to publish idolatry. Look at me. Look at my family. Look at my vacation. Just saying. But it is a wonderful publishing tool that you don't have to be educated. You don't have to have a doctorate degree, a Bible degree. You don't have to have any formal education, and you can touch the world. But the challenge is, it must become a tool to publish openly the gospel and matters pertaining to it. Not matters pertaining to myself. And we're supposed to do this in a holistic sense. In other words, this word whole means all, completely, entirely, wholly. So in other words, the gospel will touch every person, everywhere, everywhere, every person will be touched. You can be in places that have not been reached, and there are places just still that people, undiscovered languages, every people, all places will be reached. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9 shows us how important this is to the Lord. He says, but do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. Verse 9 says, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but he wants all to come to know him, to be reconciled back to him. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's message from Commitment to Truth. We'll continue with the second part of the message right after this. Imagine this, all of us. We have missing brothers and sisters yet to be found. We've all gone astray. There are spiritual sons and daughters outside of our own race and culture yet to be birthed by all of us to help assemble His glorious church. But do you believe that it is possible? Can you see it? Can you envision with me a church both locally and worldwide that is so inviting to all from every race and culture that naturally flow out of one's love for a holy God, the racial and cultural divide? You can purchase this book at cedricbrown.com. Thank you again for joining us for today's message from Commitment to Truth. We now return for the second half of our message.
Secondly, you find in verse 14 is that we will be, this is our responsibility now, additionally, that we will be the testimony of the gospel to all nations. In other words, yes, you can come on Sunday mornings, but you also must do what? Go. You can sit and study and do your devotionals and have your kumbaya moments at home in small groups. But at the end of the day, you must go to all nations yourself, and your life must become a testimony. Amen. A testimony, not a deterrent to the gospel. You see, the word testimony means this, witness. You see, there's a group of people called the Jehovah Witnesses. They got it all wrong. But the unfortunate thing is that they outpace many of us. So our responsibility is to become men and women who outpace them because of the urgency of Christ's return. You follow me? Remember we talked about these things are going to happen in the world, but if we want to expedite and maybe help things out, the only way we can help things out is that we must go. You can pray and ask Jesus to come back, but remember, not even the Son knows when He's coming back. It's meant for the Father. So in the meantime and in the between time, our responsibility is to be a testimony of the gospel to all nations. So that's not only my people group, but that's every people group. And the wonderful thing about the United States of America is God is sending all kinds of people groups to us. You don't have to raise money to be a missionary anymore to the United States. You just go out your front door. You go to work. Go shop in a grocery store. You go buy gas. The word nations means a multitude of individuals of the same nature, tribe, a people group. Nations, this is the most important part of this, is nations not worshiping the true God. So this is important to emphasize. It's not go out, people, and go tell everyone who already has a church to come to church with you. No. Let them stay there. It's okay. There's enough sinners to go around. Our responsibility is to go to those who are not worshiping God, Amen. The one true living God. They are the one who need Jesus. Yeah, that could be your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. That could be your children, your grandchildren. Absolutely. But that is also your neighbor, your coworker, your enemy, those people who make you feel uncomfortable. That's what we're called to. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 through 20 says this. Don't worry about what to say, because I think that probably confuses so many of us, right? We're so concerned about, I just want to make sure I say the right thing. When I go, do I say the right thing? Listen to what it says in beginning of verse 16, Matthew 10. It says, behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of the wolves. You feel that way sometimes? So be as wary as serpents, but as innocent as doves. Be wise as serpents, innocent as doves. Be balanced. But be on guard against people, for they will hand you over to the courts and flog you in their synagogue. So it says, be on guard. In other words, be alert. Know that it will come, but don't panic. Don't try to defend yourself. Verse 18, and you will even be brought before governors and kings on my account as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles, those who do not know him. Verse 19, but when they hand you over, do not worry about how or what you are to say. Don't you lose sleep over it. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. Do you hear what it says? In that hour or in that moment, in that situation, that circumstance, right? One thing what God probably won't do is give it to you a month in advance. Right? You know, so the reality is while you're in it, he'll give it to you. Verse 20 says, for it is not you who are speaking, but it is the Spirit of your Father who is speaking in you or through you. Isn't that comforting? To know that whatever situation, whatever person you'll be in front of, no matter how much power and prestige they have, he will give you exactly what to say. He'll give you exactly what to say to those people you love and don't know what to say to either. And for the record, sometimes it's don't say anything. Just live. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 talks about our testimony. Here's the challenging part. It's really in our conduct. It says, for our proud confidence in this is Paul talking to the church at Corinth, the testimony of your conscience that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially towards you. It's about our conduct. Anybody can hang Christian paraphernalia on their cubicle, on their refrigerator, and Bible study verses on your vanity mirror. But not everybody's willing to live it. This gospel must be preached in all the world. We have this testimony responsibility. And one thing I want to say with the testimony, when in doubt, once I was blind, but now I see. You don't have to know everything theologically proper about Christ, but one thing you do know, and I know, is this: he changed my life. He allowed this blind man to see and this deaf man to hear. And nobody can ever refute that. Amen. A third and final point here under the good news of Christ, and what about this gospel, is that the gospel to the whole world, again, just to reemphasize, it's only the start to the end. So again, if we want the end to kind of be expedited, our responsibility is to make sure that we're facilitating that the gospel is preached everywhere. We're doing our individual parts, right? Our testimony part, there's no hindrances to the gospel that we are causing, right? We're not impeding his return because we're living day in and day out as living testimonies, right? And it says the end will come. The word end means the limit at which a thing ceases to be. So in other words, this world will cease to be. A thing is finished. It's going to cease to be. At least as it is. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 through 19 suggests that the end won't be easy for us. But we'll be fine if we're doing what's right. Caveat, if we're doing what's right. You see, verse 17 says and begins with this: for it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, that purging and pruning? What will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, it's with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God, suffer according to the will of God, are to entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what's right.
Hello, my name is Sarah Vega, and I am the Administrative and Executive Director here at Commitment Church. I hope you've enjoyed today's message by Pastor Cedric Brown. If you didn't know, Pastor Cedric also sends out encouraging videos weekly. We call these the Weekly Wire. We can send these encouraging videos directly to you by subscribing at www.loveallnations.org. Here's an example of the encouragement you'll receive.
Do you know what the world needs more of now? The world needs proof. In other words, so many times as followers of Jesus Christ, we want people, we want those in the world to believe that Jesus Christ is alive, that he's real, that God is real and active in one's life today. But the challenge we have is that we're not the proof like we should be. You see, the Bible says this, that we are to prove ourselves as blameless and innocent children who live among a perverse generation, that we become lights to the world. But you see, the challenge is this, is that it goes on to say in previous verses in that particular chapter, and it says, but you must always do things without grumbling and complaining and disputing. You see, that's one of the big issues that we find ourselves in as followers of Christ is grumbling, complaining, disputing in our homes, in the marketplace, social media, etc., 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 right? And we find ourselves not being the living proof that others need to believe that Jesus Christ is still alive. Will you join me today in stopping or ceasing grumbling, complaining, and disputing so that we can prove to be blameless and innocent children among a perverse generation, prove to be lights in a dark world that truly, truly needs Jesus more than ever.
We hope you enjoyed this sample of our Weekly Wire. Again, to subscribe to your weekly inspiration, refreshment, and encouragement, please visit www.loveallnations.org.
Thank you again for listening to our series, Not Yet, From Commitment to Truth, the teaching ministry of Commitment Church, a place for all nations. We hope you are encouraged to fulfill your responsibility as we wait for His glorious return. If you want to listen to the previous messages in this series, or if you want to hear messages from other series, visit Commitment Church on YouTube or Pastor Cedric Brown on Spotify, Pandora, or other podcast providers. You can also visit us on our website, commitmentchurch.org. And if you live in the Philadelphia, Delaware, or South Jersey area, we would love to see you in person as well. You can attend any of our services by visiting us at 2 Berlin Road South, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021.